Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're going to have an update on the employment picture later this week. The experts see some hopeful signs. Economists are expecting another 1.4 million jobs added in August, bringing the total of recovered jobs to 10.8 million. But that's only about half of what was lost in March and April. And millions of Americans are still suffering as a second round of stimulus remains elusive. And now a tidal wave of evictions could be coming as we pass September 1 tomorrow. So let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money, and all-around therapist. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Well, you always help us at these times when we think things are out of control and we have to do something drastic. You have a list, you know, of things that give us some control over our financial life, our financial lives. What's at the top?
Well, number one is always to go back to basics. And I go pull the clock back to, let's say, late February, early March, and I would give this kind of advice out all the time, and people would be sort of yeah me. But when the bad times really did hit and people got scared, I cannot tell you how many folks would email me and say, oh, I heard you with Robin on Here and Now. What should I do? What should I do? And really what you should do is go back to basics. Start with your cash flow. Figure out what's coming in the door, what's going out. And I think that 6 months after that time, what I want to amend it and say is that it is more important than ever to become digital with your financial life, electronic bill paying, tax filing, and record keeping as well.
And why is that?
Because I think that what we found is that people moving around so much, and with the postal service being a little bit hinky right now, having electronic billing is so much easier. And of course, those who filed electronically for their taxes, they got their refunds faster. They also got those economic stimulus checks much faster.
Yeah. Okay. What about people facing evictions tomorrow, the 1st?
You know, I think it's really important to stay out in front of your landlord. And sometimes people get really intimidated. You know, there is a dynamic that exists that's kind of scary, like, oh, that landlord has all the power. But you're there. You're in the apartment. You let the landlord know, hey, I lost my job, or I was rehired and now let go again. Negotiate. There are so many folks out there who are willing to keep you in that apartment, but you've got to raise your hand. You've got to ask for that help, and you've got to put those folks on notice.
Negotiate, negotiate, negotiate with everybody. You say large institutions, you know, even small-time landlords, they're people too, and they need to have the income, but you know, you can negotiate with just about everybody, but what if you are a business and you're facing eviction?
You know, if you're a business particularly, it's almost back to basics on steroids because, you know, many businesses came into this period, like some individuals, feeling a little bit tight, operating on very thin margins. I think especially for a business, a retailer, a restaurant, you're going to find that your landlords and the folks who maybe hold mortgages with larger companies, they have some flexibility with their folks. They're going to give you some flexibility and stand firm. On the other hand, I also want to remind everyone that there are times where a business must fail, and it's a terrible situation. I was a small business owner. I've walked through these times with you. I understand it, but there is sometimes a business that must fail, and you should not drag your entire family's financial future down with that business.
I'm going to close with the thing that you always say. Do not be tempted to touch your retirement fund, your stocks. If you don't have to, just sit quiet. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.